The waiting room is clean and empty. This place doesn't do a lot of business. Not at these prices. But they are the best. There are many doors leading off the waiting room in all directions. You feel calm, excited about the procedure, but the entire place is so sterile and safe that it has a calming effect as you sit in a very comfortable recliner instead of any kind of hard waiting room seat. This place better be luxurious, considering. A 20-something woman, her dark brown hair pulled back into a ponytail, pushes open a door and looks into the waiting room at you. Hello. Welcome to Xenogen Biotech's new campus. I'll be your doctor today. If you'll follow me into the modification room, we'll get you started. You follow, and she continues to talk in a calming drone. I hold doctorates in nanomechanics and gene medicine. I'll be overseeing the first part of the body sculpt, at which point my assistant will take over, and then I'll come back to check the final results. The room she leads you into is spacious yet functional. There's a tank of some silver-gray material. It has an open top and a bag of gloves next to it. There's also a circular depression in the floor, and she directs you to stand in it. To confirm the details, you want mental fortification, physiological enhancement, nothing too bulky, just keep it lean, right? This is your file. She holds up a pad with its digital screen showing your order. You confirm that it is so. Good. Let's begin. The pad set aside. Gloves slipped and snapped on. She picks up a tele-injector, a simple silvery tube. Holds it near the skin of one arm. There's no sensation, but you know a dose of whatever substance was inside has now appeared in your bloodstream somewhere. It remains easy to stand, but after a moment or two you're more inclined to sway, for fun. You feel mild exhilaration. Then the swaying begins to feel so nice, you consciously do it over and over, as she inspects your body, running her hands over it. Good substructure, she says, as she picks up a handful of the gray stuff from the vat in her gloved hand. With the other hand, she just feels along your arms, your torso, inspecting you without a hint of embarrassment, with appropriate clinical detachment, but interest in what she's about to do. Oh, sorry. Here, I'll put in the levitation field. She presses a pedal by the base of the ring of steel you're standing in. There's a whoosh. A light hits you from below, shining up toward the ceiling. And your body feels lighter. Warm. Light. Floating. You let go of your body. No longer try to stand. Instead of falling down, you just float there. Hovering. Able to remain upright so she can access and inspect your whole body while not having to work too hard at it. This may feel slightly warm, she says. You expected her to say it would feel cool as you float there, mind swaying and open, still aware of the procedure, but very, very relaxed. You're sure that there's some droning, whispering music, something like it, in the background here. But you just feel good about it. She slathers the material on your forearm, and it does indeed feel warm. The stuff looks like clay or mud, maybe a little silvery, and it's been in that open vat. She massages it into a thin coating over your body. Where she presses her fingers in, you see that it leaves marks in the stuff. As she presses it against you, a permeating heat, it sinks right into your muscles, like a warm massage all over everywhere she passes. Removing all fatigue from the day, pushing back everything except pleasing relaxation and her officious, dutiful inspection of you, massaging of you, coating of you in the material. She speaks and you feel her words, likely as a consequence of the substance she beamed into your blood. You feel them more keenly than usual. You already have quite a pleasant form, but after this you'll be muscled, powerful, fit, enhancements to vitality. Stamina. They're already soaking into you. And everything that comes with it. Confident. Moving with precision. Able to take pride in what you will become. You should in what you are now, but also in what you will become. The words seem right. They sit heavy on your thoughts. Permeate deep. Like the heat from the stuff she's slathering on you. They push against your consciousness as deep as they can go. You're calmed, soothed, safe and comfortable. Her slow application of the material builds up the sensation in your body, and though you become somewhat aroused, she doesn't fixate on that part of you. On any part of you that feels turned on, she's just touching your sides, your back. But given her dedicated focus, that might be enough to get you a little bit turned on. You are bare and nude, and she's still wearing her functional lab coat and slacks. She rubs the stuff over, goes back to the vat for more, coats your body more and more, and she is indeed pressing muscles, smooth musculature over into, leaving your body lean but toned in her passing. If it gets a little intense, that's okay, she says. You know it's okay because she says as much, while continuing her work on your upper body, your forearms. She's taking some material away now, refining the tone, the shape. But you're still more bulky, more muscled than before. Your arms feel warm and there's a heat up to the shoulder as she forms sculpted, toned muscle. It's deep inside, but the power you feel in your body is thrilling you. You float and drift away. Drifting away in the particular way one might during a haircut or a massage. In the way where you are present, but your thoughts are free to go wherever they will. Just pliably and passively adjusting, however you need to be moved by the professional who's working with you. She even tweaks your thoughts with occasional whispers. The confidence and pleasure you feel in your muscled form grows. When she needs you to move so the procedure can continue, you easily do so. And it does continue. She slides her hands down your sides, resculpting, changing. A muscled form, you feel pride in it, confidence flaring, shoulders, arms, toned, muscle, beneath the overall appearance, not built and bulked, but narrow, powerful, down and down your body she slides, adding more material, bulking you out toward a more impressive physique, sculpting, taking away, holding everything where it needs to be, explaining as she does, and the explanation is soothing and helps you feel comforted. The nano lattice is establishing itself. As I add more, your body will adjust to the new shape. Hold the new shape. As perfect as only Xenogen can make. Enjoy. She purrs these and other platitudes as she works, clearly working hard to make your body the work of art you now know it deserves to be. From head to toe, slowly sculpting, pressing, changing. Your body has muscle all over in a good shape, visible from the outside. Not overtly bulked, but certainly more than before, she forms, clearly taking her own joy in how you look. You close your eyes, relaxing. The procedure is going smoothly. Heat builds in your body, and having her hands on you, even if they are gloved, is a little arousing. But she doesn't reach between your legs, doesn't touch your sex, doesn't really touch your breasts too much, other than to work the muscle underneath. Your thighs bulking out a little, she keeps going, producing a physique you know you would have to exercise quite regularly for, sculpting your abdomen, your musculature. Anytime she makes a change, there's a numbing heat, which changes quickly to pleasure. It makes sense, a high-tech procedure might as well induce pleasure, instead of the alternatives. A luxurious sigh escapes you as she begins to rub your shoulders, massaging and smoothing the material, broadening them. You're mostly done. I'm going to step out. My assistant will be in to check on you, add a few sculpting touches. And she does step out of the room, letting you float there in the light, your body firm. You long to slip a hand between your legs, rub your clit, massage inside yourself, because you can feel how even those muscles have been intensified, and you know your pelvic floor will be stronger after this. And the moment she does step out, another door slides open. And a woman with dark brown skin, pointed ears, and a purple bob cut enters. She has a stupendous rack, a butt under a too-stretched skirt, and a mischievous grin on her face.
Oh, that looks pretty good. You know, I think there's just one thing you're missing. Let me get down here on my knees and... Your clit is an okay size, but Haven't you always wanted to try something a little different? Here, I've got a bunch of this stuff. This might feel good, so just bear with me. Gonna slide this over your clit, over the upper area of your pussy too, and just rub in circles. Oh, your legs are twitching. Oh, want me to keep going? Let's attach it here and just make a nice long rod and start stroking it. Sculpt some veins, the head. Feel that when I rub my fingers on the tip here? Right on the head? Yeah, thick and hard. Sculpt it around your clit. Use the nerve endings. Just push the feelings in. Push and push and... You've got the big butt and the big tits and the muscles. But the whole world would be better if everyone had a cock, don't you think? Just rub this, jerk it off. Here, let me give you your first hand job. Oh, it's dripping. Good. That means you're lubricating through here, too. So warm. So big. If it were done, I'd let you slide it inside me. I still might later. One of the first things I did when I came here, have them make one of these for me. But they don't let people mix and match off the menu, so you would have had to do a second procedure to get one of these put in. Aren't you lucky I'm on duty today? Those tits are to die for. Gonna pinch your nipple and jerk your cock at the same time. Oh, yeah. Isn't that good? Think about how good this monster will feel fucking some willing, wet, horny little slut, impaled on it and begging while she goes wild for your tits. It's me. I'm the slut. Now, just keep quiet. I'm sure she won't notice, and you get a freebie. And later on, you can smother me under those tits and fuck my pussy. Or I'll use my own cock on ya. Your pick. Yeah, I've got one. Not as big and nice as yours is, because I didn't sculpt it. Rub, rub. I bet you could get off even with this incomplete number. Let's make the veins stand out and make you a little wider. Oh. Add some nice pleasure sensors on the underside by this little bit of muscle. The back muscle, yeah. Looks good enough to eat. To slurp up in my mouth and suck on. But it's gotta be done and dried before you can fuck with it. Can't be putting my mouth on incomplete nanomachine lattice. Oh, they're so stingy with the stuff. Jerking you off, up and down. Get used to it. Feels nicer than just rubbing your clit, right? And it's so heavy. You must be horny for it to stay this hard once I have it sculpted. The nanos sort of remember the shapes of different body parts and install them where we let them. So your clit is being coated in nanomachine gel inside there. So if it's feeling super good or you're vibrating deep inside, don't worry, that's normal. And it's the last time you'll have a small clit. You're gonna have this big, honking, strokeable, suckable member right here. To stuff into a mouth or a soaked pussy or slide between my butt cheeks. Only problem for you is you're gonna wanna fuck your own hot bod. You'll look so good. And if I made it that long, I might get in real trouble. So you're just gonna have to fuck other people. Shouldn't be hard to find volunteers with your butt and tits looking like that. Me first, but later. I think the boss is coming back. Now, act natural, hot stuff, and I'll get the supplies to finish you.
Hey, how's everything going in here? Oh. Zamitha, you can't just put tits on everyone who comes in for muscle enhancement and a cock on everyone who comes in for tits. But nice sculpting work. Yeah. I'm sorry about my assistant. She gets ideas into her head. Do you want me to just undo that chain? No, okay. Well, that is why we hired her. You seem to like it. Okay. Sorry for the inconvenience. Your procedure today will be discounted. The look on your face says you want to keep it, so I can't force unnecessary sculpting on you. I guess we'll just have to finish it out, enhance the nerves. You want me to leave it right where it is? No problem. It's quite nice, actually. Let me make sure it's all connected properly. I'm just going to reach down and take hold. Pardon my hand. Feel that on the underside, just under the head? That bit of connective muscle is very sensitive. I'm just seeing if your body responds. Ooh. Well, you're soaking wet. The nipples are standing up. Okay, good. Just relax. Keep letting the sedative work. It's hefty. Do you feel that if I stroke it a few times? Do you want something lighter? Or she takes your new dick in hand, and she does indeed jerk up and down the shaft several times, causing pre-cum to pitifully pour out of the tip, plentifully as well, almost clear, bringing a rush of euphoria with it. Her hand feels unimaginably good, all the nerve endings focused and forced into the length of that shaft. You'd say everything's connected properly, maybe too well. You thrust as much as you can while you're floating and hovering in the safety field. It'll be just like the real deal when I'm done. Yeah, I can see you're into this. Fine, she'll help me sculpt and we'll keep going. Just relax, okay? She runs her thumb along the underside of your cock head. You feel the spasm and shiver as if the tip of a clit were being firmly massaged. Everything's amplified. Tiny things she does to your cock feel like massive reverberating sensations that flood your brain, turning everything inside to a melting, cock-focused mush. The erection between your legs is currently everything, although your breasts also feel more sensitive, and the pretty young attendant is behind you, reaching around, rubbing your breasts while the doctor works your cock a little, testing for its function, but you can tell from the expression on her face, she's also just enjoying jerking off that hard, thick, upstanding length, its veins standing out so you can see it if you look down, just turning your vision, not moving your head, floating, floating, and the euphoria of floating does enhance how good it feels to have that new appendage sculpted, shaped, reformed, solidified. She's testing, rubbing over it. The heat of her jerking it off is starting to make your buttocks clench, your whole body spasm, shiver, all the new enhancements of the material that's been applied to improve the pre-existing structure is focusing and forming onto the musculature in a spasming, shivering way. The length between your legs getting harder and hotter as the rest of you grows more curvaceous, softer. You feel your body being softened and improved, your breasts made more pillowy, pliable. And the more soft the rest of you gets, the harder the cock becomes. She never ceases stroking it, but now she's adding more of that nanomachine medium to the rest of your body, rubbing it into your scalp even. Your hair feels longer, more full, soft, silky, extending and pushing its way downward, weighing down, hanging past your butt, framing your body in a mane, a fall of gorgeous silhouette in the grab field. You feel that change take hold, and then her hands are on your buttocks, massaging, squeezing. I'm just going to do something here. You feel her slip one finger lightly into your rear entrance, and then prod a few inches inside. There's something behind your cock. A hard, firm little nub in there that makes the entire length ache and throb. The dripping pre-cum from the tip intensifies. She's pumping it with one hand while the other teases inside your rear entrance, pushing on what you realize must be a forming and shaping prostate. As they massage and rub, as they bring pleasure, your whole body lights up with it, a heat that's spreading to your nipples, to your tongue, to the space behind your eyes, to the tips of your toes, a slowly building, building feeling. As the assistant works on your breasts, packing some muscle onto your arms, your legs. You feel reassuring and confident weight as your body is sculpted at once softer, more sublime, and harder, pleasurable, firm between your legs. The more she strokes, the more the heat grows, the more she rubs inside your rear, shaping, sculpting something in there, the more you know that any rear stimulation is going to make your cock throb. Where your clit would be, the inside of your pussy into your brain, every pleasure being sent there. Your body's becoming more than just a passive pleasure receiver. You're seeking more, thrusting your hips into her hand, feeling how natural it is to push that cock forward and back into a tight, grasping, gripping, squeezing, lubricated pleasure. Fantastic visions just crowd your mind. You imagine fucking and filling, using your new appendage while also filling your pussy, or having that ditzy assistant lick it. The urge to fuck and use the cock is built into it, and it's influencing your mind's understanding of your sculpted, improved body. Your nipples are pointed and hard on those perfect tits. Your ass is clenching over and over around the doctor's finger as she massages your prostate and makes your cock jump and throb. You get the sense that if she weren't jerking it, it would be soft and yet still dripping. You'll have to explore this body. The more soft your entire body gets, the harder and firmer your cock becomes. A perfect, sleek, glorious appendage there for stroking. You could take it in your hand and feel its hardness. You could tempt with it. You want to see someone captivated with its taste. You want to see someone moan and climax. You see a mirror across from the tube that your features are growing more chiseled and firmer and muscular, but the breasts are still perfect, your ass still curvy, your hair long. You look like a better class of barbarian warrior by the time they're done augmenting the firm muscle, and your cock throbs above a soaked pussy. Your breasts, with the extra muscle behind them, sit firmer and higher, your flanks muscled, your butt bouncy, bountiful, under massaging hands. One still exploring and pushing deep, the two women working over you, making sure that all the pleasure sensors tied to your new equipment are equally stimulatable. Especially when compared to your pussy, which is getting wetter and wetter, your nipples becoming pebbly and sensitive. You feel confident, powerful, the desire to thrust and thrust, and you do. As much as you can in the grab field, you thrust against her hands. The chiseled features, the bouncing cock which throbs through its length. It's all good. It works for you. The veins on your length, every inch of it, reassuring you and reminding you that you have this clit-attached, strokeable addition to yourself to deal with now. The assistant is rubbing your nipples, sending pleasure sparks as she sculpts the breasts ever better. And the hard cock between your legs throbs in the doctor's hand. Her massage on your prostate becomes firmer. The body, the perfection forged deliberately, and they're stimulating it to make sure you can feel its new features and fall in love with them. Lots of nerve endings, lots of sensitivity in your tits, inside your butt as the doctor rubs, massaging, smoothing. The longer this goes on, the less the stuff looks like the nanomachine clay they applied, and the more, in waves of warm, changing euphoria, it becomes part of you. Part of you being sculpted by these two women, your mind absorbing that your body is perfect, your throbbing cock, your muscles increased, you feel the flare of confidence as you spasm, and a particularly strong jet of pre-cum escapes to be scooped up by the attendant. Not by the doctor who's just stroking your cock and massaging your prostate, but by the assistant who brings it to her lips and slurps it up. Your nipples are so hard right now, turned on by your body, as well as by the lascivious glances the assistant's shooting your way. The doctor comments in your ear, your body's just made for this. It's taking to it all so easily. She rubs harder, but now she's massaging inside your ass with firm, come-hither motions, rubbing the front wall behind where your cock is, keeping the cheeks spread, feeling how they jiggle around her hand. The assistant lifts and drops your tits. You feel the impossibly springy bounce of your boobs. Your hair is longer. Your appearance, firm, chiseled, gorgeous, but also just imposing, confident, the muscle growing under their touch. Now we just have to cure the changes. There's a tap of some button, and the light underneath you changes its tone. It massages heat into your body. The doctor keeps massaging your prostate as your cock feels better and better, more than merely hard, thick, firm, drooling pre-cum close to climax, your whole body shivering with the firming up of the material that's been added. Your long hair, curvy butt muscles massaged on. She makes eye contact, making sure you want it, then just keeps jerking. You moan powerfully as the assistant captures one of your new, much bigger nipples in her mouth and sucks it. She can't seem to help herself. You okay? The doctor asks this as you moan, shudder, buck, and arch at the sheer sensitivity of your cock in her hand, at your tits enhanced. She pulls her finger out, stops massaging your prostate for a second, then plunges two fingers back in and begins rapidly vibrating them on it. Your cock is spurting, squirting, the powerful pulses of light from beneath curing the body, forming it. It starts a chain reaction in the material covering you from toe to top of head. It's connecting with your body, linking to it, locking in the changes. You spurt, you squirt, you jet out your cum, which gets caught in the field you're massaged into. You're being slowly melded with the new material as the cum squirts free, as your cock feels harder, firmer, the confidence settling in. You thrust, you reach out one hand and grab the doctor's ass at that moment, and she's happy to just rub back into it. She continues to jerk, and you wonder how much of this is the original procedure and how much is just the two having fun. You look at the mirror, see your body pleasant, splendid, confident in its delight. Your cock throbs, throbs, making you aware as a deep-down orgasm that comes from deep inside your ass and from your jerked length at the same time hits your brain. Yes, more, more, we're just about done, she says as she keeps jerking, the last dribbles and squirts emerging from your cock, echoing with a sensation more than your clit would have been, more powerful because you can thrust it, because the whole thing can fit in her hand, can occupy her hand, and because the two are staring at it. Sorry again for the inconvenience. My assistant got carried away, but it seems like it was in the right direction. She wipes her hand off on your side, and the assistant leans down and begins licking your thigh, lapping up the fresh squirted cum. She appears to have already caught the free-floating stuff in her mouth, quite a trick. If you don't want to keep the changes, you just don't have to come back for the refreshers, which is also my way of saying if you want to keep 'em, come back any time for a free course, and we'll arrange for her to do this. Well, this unauthorized mod again. We're not supposed to mix and match, but on you it worked. Sorry again for the inconvenience. She runs a hand along your taut, muscled tummy, down between your legs, grips your still slick erection again. And if you'd like to see me after hours sometime, the assistant looks up with puppy dog eyes. If you'd like to see both of us after hours sometime off duty, well, she slaps your cock lightly and it jiggles in the field you're floating in. I'll be happy to accommodate you any time. She gives it a few more strokes for good measure, delighting in the confused, vacant expression on your overpleasured face. Her other hand squeezes your ass one last time, enjoying the muscles. You nod affirmatively. But you're looking around for the way out so you can get into your clothes, get back home, back out of them, get your hand on your cock, and start enjoying every new method of pleasure your body can offer, getting real used to it so that when you do fuck them, and you know you will, they will be laid low, trained down under your firm, confident, perfect body, and worship your cock the way they should.